My guest has pioneered teaching on the courts of heaven, but lack of knowledge of this legal dimension has stopped breakthroughs in answered prayer for, unfortunately, most believers. Recently, his revelation on the courts has increased exponentially. When you understand this new revelation, you will be armed and dangerous to the devil. Next. Hello, I'm here with Robert Henderson. And Robert, you've been a guest before, but as a matter of review, or for first-time viewers of what you teach, what do you mean by the courts of heaven? And how does it operate?
Well, the courts of heaven, the only way that I know to compare them is from a natural court in the earth, that we go before a natural judge in given situations and we make a case. Mm-hmm. And then there's a rendering of a verdict based on the case we presented. God has given us the right to approach Him as the judge of all, as the Ancient of Days, and petition Him to move in our behalf.
And how often will they win if they go to court?
Every time we will win, because what I have found the great joy in, as I've discovered these new dimensions, I've discovered a really great joy in coming before the courts and reminding the courts of everything Jesus did for me. Because when He died on the cross, He created a covenant I have with God that's full of healing, that's full of prosperity, that breaks curses, that brings deliverance. And if I am having trouble getting into that, I go before the courts and I remind the courts of all that Jesus did.
You sound like a good attorney. what are some of the areas dealt with in the courts?
Well, I have found that you can deal with almost anything in the courts of heaven. I mean, if you need help in your marriage, you need your marriage saved. Guess what? Do you know why people's marriages are being destroyed? Because the enemy is moving in them because he's claimed some kind of a legal right. Or if there's financial problems. Now, this is a big one. If you got trouble with children, your kids are off or your grandkids are off. Listen, I know this firsthand, where I went into the courts and I watch God reclaim my kids. But then, of course, healing is a huge thing that in the courts of heaven, because see, here's what you do. Jesus, when He died on the cross, He bore away our sicknesses, carried away our sorrows. That was His legal work. I present that as case in the courts. And I say, God, this is what Jesus did for me. Therefore, Holy Spirit, bring that into my life.
Give me an example. The lady with COVID.
We got this report from the lady in the UK that was in the hospital with COVID in a coma. Now, we know that if people got to that state in the early days, especially of COVID, a lot of times they didn't recover. They died. So she was in a very, very severe state. But here's what happened. When she was in that coma, she suddenly found herself in a place in the spirit world called the court of heaven. That almost she didn't know anything about. And she watched as there was a case against her and there was a case presented for her. And the court rendered a verdict that she would be healed and restored. She woke up. She got out of the hospital. She went back to her church.
She was in a coma.
Yeah, she was in a coma. And she went back to her church and started telling them how that the reason she was healed, she suddenly found herself in some place called the court of heaven and the spirit world. And they looked at her and said, "Well, do you know Robert Henderson's teaching about the place called the court of heaven?" This is what her church friend said. And she said, "No, I don't know anything about it. I've never heard of it. I just know where I was in the spirit." And they said, "You need to read his stuff." So next thing we know, we're getting an email where she's telling us, "This is what happened to me. This is what she said. I read your stuff. It's exactly what you say."
This new clarity that you have. See, many people took his teaching and had amazing results. But many people missed being able to have the amazing results because they didn't have the clarity that Robert has today. and there's too much to go into. It's all in the book. But tell me some of the things about what you found out about people with great gifting as opposed to someone that is just an average believer, and the difference and the faith dimension versus the gift dimension. Even the thing that got to me is when I first heard your teaching, I thought I had to have the same experience you had. I had to go and I had to be in that court, and I was looking for all the court paraphernalia, and I couldn't see any. Talk to that, what God's showing you.
See, that is so important, because when I first got a hold of the teaching, which has been 11 years ago now, I didn't just come up with this yesterday, it's been 11 years. When I first got a hold of the teaching, I was very, very strongly influenced by some very, very strong prophetic seers that had unbelievable abilities in the spirit realm, which are great people and I are bona fide ministries. But I myself didn't have that level of gifting that I saw in them. So I found out, this is what I found out, you can actually step into the courts of heaven by faith. See, it always bothered me that even when I would tell people, that I left the impression they had to have this special person to help them do this. They had to have this special person to see into the spirit realm. That always bothered me, because I thought, you know, if this is a valid teaching, if this is really real, it's for everybody. And God never made anything complicated. So I began to seek Him, and the Lord said, Robert, it's all about faith. Look, you see what's in the Word. You see that there's a place called the court of heaven, and you, by faith, step into that realm and simply begin to operate with the knowledge you have. Because God said in Philippians chapter 3, if I need to know anything else, God will show it to me. See, I always tell people, don't worry about what you don't know. Don't worry about that. Just operate on what you do know and move in faith, and God will meet you every time. This is what I used to be intimidated, quite honestly, by these people that had these high-level, powerful giftings.
Well, they don't intimidate me. They just provoke me. Jealous.
Well, I was like, well, I can't do that. I can't do it on that level. And so what I found out, though, was that me operating simply out of the faith realm, taking God at His word and applying it and believing it, I can bona fide say this, I literally have gotten as much or more breakthrough than some of the others that even have much greater powerful giftings in the spirit realm, because God honors faith. That's why anybody can do this.
Briefly explain, and I have to tell you, it's all laid out so easily understood in this new edition of the book, and all of this revelation that he didn't have before, it's there now. Tell me about obstacles for breakthroughs, such as iniquity or covenants. Explain that.
You know, as I've operated in the courts of heaven now for the 11 years, what I've discovered is that you can break down anything in your, if you will, your history or your bloodline into two areas. Iniquity, which is the sin of the forefathers, or covenants with the enemy. Now, in my own personal life, the first thing that I ever dealt with in the court of heaven was that it was revealed that there had been a covenant made with a demon god, actually named Parax, that had claimed the legal right to possess me and my lineage. Because here's the deal about covenants. Covenants never end unless you end them. Because the enemy...
All right, it was revealed to you.
Yeah.
What if it wasn't revealed? Can you, if something like that is blocking your prayers, can you come against that if you don't know exactly what it is?
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, here's what I do. When I don't know exactly what I'm dealing with, I claim Colossians 2:14, that every handwriting of ordinance that was against me, Jesus took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. See, I have just activated in the courts what Jesus legally did for me.
Tell me about the woman freed. from being the bride of Satan? Very briefly.
I was in a meeting, and I just had people pray a prayer based on kind of what I just told you. Every handwriting of ordinance, every accusation that was against me, I led them in a prayer, and I said, just pray this and just believe. And as we went before the courts, now we're asking for there to be a dissolving, a revoking of any, an annulling of any covenant that the enemy would claim. Well, what happened was there was a woman in the meeting that I didn't know, that she had been conceived and raised as the bride of Satan. Her parents were Satanists, and they had conceived her for the express purpose of belonging to Satan and dedicated to his purposes. And so what happened was she had gotten saved, but the demons wouldn't leave her alone. They kept coming after her. She said they tormented her all the time. Even though she was born again, she couldn't get free from them. But then I led them in a prayer of stepping into the courts of heaven and asking that on the basis of what Jesus did, any legal claim, any covenant that had been made would now be annulled. And she came to me after the services and she said, I got to tell you, something happened. She emailed me a few months later and she said, I want you to know, since that time, I have been totally free. There has been no more demonic harassment. I'm free from the powers of darkness for the first time in my life.
Would you pray that all of these covenants, known and unknown by the viewers, would be broken, and we'll repeat the prayer after you, or however you want to pray it?
Yes, yes. So I want you to pray this after me. But first, let me just say this, and then I want you to pray. Lord, I bring all of us before your courts right now. I step into the heavenly realm, the spiritual dimension of the court of heaven. Now, I want you to say this. Say, Lord, as I stand before your courts.
Lord, as I stand before your courts.
I would remind the courts.
I would remind the courts.
I am bought by the blood of Jesus.
I am bought by the blood of Jesus.
Therefore, I am owned by him.
Therefore, I am owned by him.
Therefore, any legal claim.
Therefore, any legal claim.
Against me.
Against me.
That would say I belong to the satanic realm.
That would say I belong to the satanic.
I am asking that because of what the blood of Jesus is now saying,
that because of what the blood of Jesus is
that
now
that
saying,
covenant,
that that covenant,
that claim against me and my family,
against me and my
would
family,
now be annulled,
would now be annulled,
whether it is known
or it is unknown,
I ask, Lord, let the legal claims
of Satan
now be revoked, and let me go free. And all that belongs to me.
And all that belongs.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen. Explain, what are the books of heaven?
The books of heaven, in Daniel 7, verse 10, the scripture says, the court is seated and the books are open. Well, that really intrigued me the first time I saw that, because I know that over in Psalms 139:16, David claimed that all of his days, yet unfashioned, and all of his purpose, all the will of God for him, was written down in a book before, if you will, time began. And so what's in the books of heaven is the kingdom reason, the real reason we're alive in the planet, and the purpose we're supposed to fulfill. Well, guess what? Satan doesn't want people fulfilling what's in their books. Because if each one of us gets what's in our book, then the massive purpose of God gets done across the earth. And so he resists us from getting the fullness of what's in our books.
And everything in the book is good. Because
yes.
God is a good God. Everything in that book, and the devil's job is to rob you of your goodness.
That's right. Well, even in Revelation 10, where John is given a book to eat, mm-hmm. it's sweet in his mouth. Why is it sweet in his mouth? Because there's good stuff in that book. Books, heavenly books, are filled with good things. So the book about us, the books about each one of us individually, it's filled with the purpose and the destiny. I think that where it's even spoken of in Scripture, eye is not seen, ear is not heard. It hasn't even entered into our hearts, the things that God has prepared for those of us that love him. That's what's in our books. But see, The enemy wants to hinder us from getting that through legal means. And that's exactly what he did with Peter, where that Peter literally came. Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, he said, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you that your faith would not fail." And see, that's Luke 22:31. And so what he was saying to Peter, Satan wants you. That word desired there literally means he's demanded you be put on trial. Because Satan knew if Peter got what was in his book, that life on the planet was going to change and the kingdom of God was going to be advanced. So Satan built a case against Peter to stop him from getting what was in his book.
So, are you saying that Satan is doing the same thing again to each one of us, and by going to the courts of heaven, you are saying we can get the good things in our book?
Absolutely. You come, this is what, once you start having an understanding, and even by faith, you can say, Lord, whatever's in my book, I'm asking you for. But I believe God, by the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 2, will unveil to us things that are in our books. And somebody says, well, am I going to see a book open and words written? No. Here's what normally happens. You hear words from God, and those words are coming out of those books. And you begin to realize, wait, this is in my book. That's why I heard God say this about me. So I take that prophetic understanding that's coming out of the books of heaven, and I begin to petition heaven, the courts.
Just hold that thought. A prophecy started Robert into a brand new chapter of his life. He has been given access into the rooms of heaven where mantles are stored of famous men and women of God from the past. Now he imparts them to people as God directs. He says God has directed him to do this now. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Have you ever prayed for a healing, a miracle, or a supernatural breakthrough for a long time? You tried binding and loosing, shouting out scriptures, rebuking the devil with no results. What is the problem? Or better than that, what is the solution? Uncover the way to have your prayers answered every time and quickly. Now, Robert Henderson wants to share how you can enter the courts of heaven. Call now and get Robert Henderson's must-read revised and expanded edition of his powerful book, Operating in the Courts of Heaven, plus his exclusive four-part audio CD teaching series, Releasing Resurrection from the Courts of Heaven. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9810. Robert Henderson's brand new book, Operating in the Courts of Heaven, features a lot of brand new material, fresh biblical insights, and 75% more revelation that shows all believers how to enter into the courts of heaven. Through this book, you will learn how to grant God his legal rights to fulfill his passion and answer your every prayer quickly. Discover how to engage the three dimensions of prayer, experiencing God as Father, Friend, and Judge. Shift from unending intercession on the battlefield of earth to receiving your victory in heaven's courtroom. Apply the verdict of Jesus' finished work on the cross. Understand how believers can remove generational curses. Enter and operate in the courts of heaven by faith whenever you need to. You will also receive Robert Henderson's four-part audio CD teaching series, Releasing Resurrection from the Courts of Heaven, The Key to Seeing Beyond. On CD number 1, identify the spirit of sabotage in your life and cancel its influence. On CD number 2, dismantle the spirit of death and stop it from impacting every area of your life. On CD number 3, make Lazarus decrees over the circumstances and dreams that Jesus wants to resurrect and revive. On CD number 4, Robert Henderson teaches you how to discover the 7 secrets to seeing dead things revived in your life.
Exclusive means it's just for our audience. Do you need something that needs resurrection life? A marriage, finances, career, health? What do you need?
Hear it from Robert Henderson himself.
If you know how to go into the courts of heaven, if you know how to take your position there and deal with any legal claim the powers of darkness have, then you will see their rights revoked and you will win every time on the battlefield from the court of heaven perspective.
Don't miss out on getting Robert Henderson's must-read revised and expanded edition of his powerful book, Operating in the Courts of Heaven, plus his exclusive four-part audio CD teaching series, Releasing Resurrection from the Courts of Heaven. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9810. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9810 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Robert, tell me about the dreams and the prophetic words that actually triggered the faith to initiate this new gift you operate under.
Well, I had a prophetic friend that had a very powerful prophetic dream about me. And in the dream, he and I were invited to stand in the mantle room of heaven, where all sorts of mantles were stored that other people had carried in history, but now nobody had them in the earth. But there's still mantles that God wants His people to have, because we need every anointing possible to get the job done that God's called us to do. And so we were standing in this room, and it was revealed in the dream that God had given me access to that room and the right to impart those mantles. And this was the interesting thing, from a court of heaven perspective, into people's lives.
Wow, that sounds so phenomenal. And you've started doing this. Give me one example.
Well, we've had a couple of meetings where that we've gathered and we just called it mantles conferences, and people are coming. But what we've seen happen is that we've seen tremendous healings take place, because that seems to be something that is associated with this. But then mantles being imparted to people in ministry, but also people that function in the business realm or in other realms of society, because God's called different people to bring revival and reformation to different parts of our culture. And so we all need to be mantled for that. That's why anybody that's watching, they think, well, I'm not in ministry. Well, guess what? You're in something, and you need a mantle to be able to come on your life to empower you in that area.
God has shown you what mantles to release right now for the viewers. Before He releases those mantles, I would be remiss if I didn't give you an opportunity to have your own experiential knowledge of the Messiah. Repeat this prayer after me out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes.
I've made many mistakes.
For which I am so sorry.
For which I'm so sorry.
I believe your blood.
I believe your blood.
The blood of Messiah Jesus.
The blood of Messiah Jesus.
Washes away every mistake.
Washes away every mistake.
And I'm clean.
And I am clean.
And now that I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean.
I ask you, Jesus.
I ask you, Jesus.
To live inside of me.
To live inside of me.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Robert, what did God show you to pray?
So, Father, even as we stand here before your presence and in your courts, because the word was from your courts that this would be done, I want you to say these words. Say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
For any place.
For any place.
I have not stewarded the Holy Spirit.
I have not stewarded the Holy Spirit.
And His anointing.
And His anointing.
In a proper way.
In a proper way.
Any case.
Any case.
The enemy would have against me.
The enemy would have against.
That would be seeking to deny me the right.
That would be seeking to deny me the right.
To receive this fresh anointing.
To receive this fresh anointing.
Of spirit and of power.
Of spirit and of
according
power.
According to Psalms 92:10.
According to Psalms 92:10.
That I'm anointed with fresh oil.
That I'm anointed with
fresh oil. I have the strength
oil.
Of a wild ox.
I have the strength of a wild
ox. I ask. For that which the enemy would claim.
For that which the enemy would claim.
Would now be dismissed.
Would now be dismissed.
Because of what the blood is saying for me.
because of what the blood is saying for me.
On the basis of my repentance.
On the basis of my repentance.
Now lift your hands and receive. Father, I pray right now, as you gave me the spirit or the mantles of spirit and of power, I thank you. Those mantles now come up on your people right where they are. I decree these mantles now coming out of heaven and empowering your people in the function you have called them to. And I decree, receive the mantles now of spirit and power. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.